Hey everyone, it's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus Careers. I am just so excited to introduce you to our guest today. If you did not catch him on the original podcast of ours, which is Refocus with Angela, it's all about focusing. And Corey was a guest on there. He was kind enough to be on our careers podcast because I felt like it was so interesting what he did in his background. So first of all, Corey, thank you. I'm so thrilled to have you. But before I let you go on this, Corey Rasmussen, he is the finance director at Hardy Nutritionals. It's a nutritional supplement company that works with physicians and also consumers. He's been in the business over 18 years. Welcome. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thanks for having me. Awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's talk about you, Corey. I'm going to go way back. All right. Way back to the very, very, very beginning. So you went to college, right? Talk to us about when you went to college, what you majored in, and if you're doing today what you thought you would be doing at that time.
Well, to know what I went to college was is to kind of go through a little bit more into elementary. I was a class clown in early school. You know, you've heard of that guy, right? Always giving the teacher bothers. And I think I figured it out over the years, if not my mom figured it out, is I was too bored. Like they're going too slow. And so it's whatever. And then I got up into high school and I went to a different high school and I started hanging around people who were kind of smarter, athletic, that kind of. So I tended to be that way in my peer group. So I found it important that those people that you hung around with, they did make an impact in your life. And then after school, I had good enough marks where I could apply for pre-dentistry. And I thought that would be good. And, you know, or at least my parents thought it would be good. A lot of the incidents there. My dad was a teacher. And so I went to pre-dentistry. And when I was away from the house and by myself and making my own Ichiban, and macaroni and cheese and all those bad, you know, not exactly nutritious stuff, I got more interested into the music side. I kept finding I was going to the other side of Red Deer College with the musicians because I played piano and I like music. I've been doing it for years. And so that's kind of what happened with me. And then the career went a little bit different. I started thinking a little bit more about, okay, I'm going to be an adult one day. Yeah. And with a family, maybe I'd like to find someone who would accept me in their life and
have a stable life.
Have some kids. I need some stable income. And I was thinking a little bit more. I wasn't as good as some of the musicians that I found around me. And I was like, now those people can be professors and dude, they're just super focused. And I just think I went to my default, which I was always good at math and that kind of stuff. And I did like working with people. I wanted to be in a professional environment. So I decided to go into banking. And I learned the courses that I'd need to take to do that. So I went to post-secondary and to finance and ended up getting a job with the bank afterwards. You know, there's other little jobs, hop, skip, and jump to keep the groceries in the fridge and the lights on. And then I worked with a wonderful bank, ATB Financial in Alberta, Canada. They're a bank just in the province, but they're one of the larger this Canada banking system is different. There's only like five big banks kind of deal.
Right.
And then I worked my way up the ranks, I guess you could say. I moved to different places over about 10 years and I got into bank management. So that education and that time led me to a career that was quite good. And I was happy in that career. Love the people I worked with, fantastic people. And, but my father-in-law kept calling me and saying, you got to come work with us. You got to come work with us. And I kept giving these high targets. And I said, as soon as you have five medical journal publications and, you know, a good chunk of cash in the bank, then we'll talk. And one day he called me and said, our fifth medical journal publication has just been published and we've got two more in the wings. And so I better, I thought I'd better make my word good. And I came down and took a closer look at what he was doing. And it was something fantastic. So that's kind of my education to career path and what I'm doing today and kind of how that, you know, the stepping stones through that.
And, you know, the beauty of working in finance is you can work in any industry. finance is finance. You are, you know, if you're good at math and you decide that you're going to go into that area, that you can work in banking, you can work in accounting, finance, you can work for a consumer products company, you can work for a nutritional, lots of different opportunities, right? So I think that was a really good choice on your part. And there's a lot of pressure on our younger kids about what they want to be and what they want to do. And especially when we as parents probably put too much pressure on them. If you were sitting down with a college junior and they said, you know, I just don't know what I want to do. I just don't know how to get there. What advice would you give to that person?
You know, it's so hard because some people change as they go throughout and they become interested in something else, which is totally fine too. But I would say to them, what could you see yourself doing and be happy with your accomplishment at the end of the day? Now, I would love to know how to wire a house. I feel that if I knew how to wire a house and I could wire it and I finished that house and walked away, I'd be like, done. That house is good for the next whatever. I just help put electricity in that. And that makes me feel good and I can do that. Find something that makes you feel like you've accomplished something at the end of the day. And it could, and I would say that if it's something that you really, really, really enjoy, maybe keep that just as the side, because you might want to do that as a hobby and not have to get paid for it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to burn that out. So I would throw that in there. And I think I got lucky that way with music. And that's why later on now, but I got a couple of years under me where I can do that and I enjoy it so much. If I was doing it as for a living, and I wouldn't be like, okay, let's go out and have a band. I'd be done with it. When I come home, I'm done with it. As a matter of fact, when I don't do a finances at home. This is a throw out to my wife for the last over 20 years. She's been reconciling things, paying the bills. Because you know what? I've been doing it for, that's what I do. When I come home, I want to do something different, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of younger adults, they'll want to be in theater or acting or music. And sometimes the arts, I'm an arts person. I've got three businesses. I've got ADHD. So I'm all over the place. But in terms of music or the arts area, if you're a young adult and you've told your parents you want to do this, and they're like, no, we want you to go the more traditional route of being in accounting or legal. As a parent, you know, when you've talked with other people, give us some advice if any young adults are listening.
Well, it's, you know, I am thankful for my mom and my dad recognizing that I could work in an environment, or that I would enjoy having intellectual conversation, and that I was good at math. They recognized that those things that I didn't struggle with. As a matter of fact, they're kind of blasé to me. I didn't get excited about it or nothing, but I just found that they were easy. And so they recognized that in me. And so when because they know me good, that they've been living with me all these years, raised me, that was helpful. But I think it what also was helpful is they weren't pushing down with their thumb on that and kind of forcing you or saying, now I got to sit down with you again and talk about this. Because you know what? You never know who might be the next astronaut or who might be the next, you're in it. It's okay, you know? Yeah. But I would throw out that you put yourself 2 years out, put yourself 5 years out, put yourself 10, and then try to make the big jump to 20, and then make that big jump to 50. Okay, so now you're retiring maybe, and it's like you're still breathing and you still need electricity and food in the fridge. What things now that you're doing are going to prepare you so when you're 50? Because if the government doesn't, you know, how can you do that yourself? So that's what I would say.
That's great. That is great. And the reason I said that is because in our company, Refocus, the creative office, we have a guided anxiety journal. And there's two things I say. I always say, talking to your parents. And I said, talk period to period them period. Find a way, even if it's not going to go pleasant, talk to them, tell them what you really want to do. And if it doesn't work, find a family member or someone. But don't stay and go into someone else's journey that might not be right for you. And I would say that is really, really, really important. And then you had said another area that I thought was really interesting, where you could use this as a hobby. You could do that as well. And I think that's always great to have that. But if you're young and you've got the opportunity, go for it. You know, I think looking back on that, I would say we would all go for that. But also I would say research the industry you want to be in and see if it makes sense for you, because it might not make sense for you, and look at other options. So I always say life is not a race.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's so important. So talk to us really quick about Hardy Nutritionals. So let's say someone out there is interested in Hardy Nutritionals. We'll put a link on there. But what's the best thing about working for a company like Hardy Nutritionals?
I think the best thing is just hearing the stories of people that how they were before and the things, struggles that they were having. And just a lot of difficulties with mood or just things going on in their life, whirlwinds. And then finding us, and sometimes it's learning a little bit about the steps, the 1-2-3-Zs. Using micronutrients isn't just like pop a pill down. For some people, there's other things in the mix. But seeing time pass by, and then they say something, they'll put a little thing out on a review, and it could be just 4 or 5 sentences. And it's just like, you guys changed my life. I can now function at work and focus. I'm so thankful I don't have to go to the principal's office this last year with
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
And, thank you so much. Those are the things that get, you know, you asked me once when we were talking before, what gets you up in the morning? Yeah, those little things do too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. One question is a little bit controversial, and I do want to ask it to you. There's a lot of articles that are written on this, but in the professional world, let's say you're 25, 30, 35, 40, you have ADHD and you have trouble focusing. Is that something that they should discuss with their employer? Many people will say no. Many people say yes. That is not a right or wrong answer, but I would love to get your thoughts on that.
You know what? It's going to depend on who you're going to talk to, because you're not talking to AI quite yet as your boss.
And
so if your boss is understanding and maybe has dealt with some of that in his own family or knows and has some hopeful, helpful hints, they can be less fearful of it. But if you have someone that's kind of like, oh, I just have a weakness there and I'm going to type that up as a weakness, they're not seeing the other side of it, which there's always a strength. And what I've found is people with, well, go Google it yourself, the Fortune 500 people that have bipolar. They're just brilliant, wonderful.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Just amazing people. And you shouldn't just put a tag on them and stick them in a box. You know, that's sometimes these diagnoses and stuff kind of do that in society, which is a shame. But
yes,
you know, that's kind of, I guess, how I'd respond to that. That wasn't too scary of a question.
Well, some people are very, you know, nervous about that. And I always say to people that if you have ADHD, first of all, you've got strengths, and you've got strengths that maybe a company, if they don't know that you're really good at something, they may be missing out on your brilliant contribution to that company. So I would agree with you, feel it out, you know, talk to other people, but no, that's really great. Okay. So last question, and I thank you so much for being on this podcast. And again, if you did not catch Corey on Refocus with Angela, you've got to do that. But when somebody decides to go to work for somebody like Hardy Nutritionals, sometimes we think there's only marketing or scientists that work there. What other type of jobs are at a company like yours?
Oh, we got some interesting. We got some people in New Jersey and New York. They're talking to health food stores. They're knocking on the doors. And we just tried that out when COVID hit, actually. And it's been fantastic. And so that model we might have some more of those people hopefully work with us and do some door knocking. We have people that just answer the phones. And like I said, you might get someone in Toronto, you might get someone in Oregon. You know, so you might be talking to Claire in Toronto. You might be talking to Jennifer in Oregon. You might be talking to Susie in Calgary. You might be talking to Rachel here, right here in Raymond. So that's kind of how that goes.
I find that so interesting because people will think about a certain company and they will think there's two types of jobs there, but there are so many opportunities. So really, I always say, make a list of your skill sets, make sure they come out through your resume when you apply, but don't be afraid of it and try and see. You never know what one opportunity can lead to.
Yeah, there's so many partners that we work with that aren't maybe employees. Scott Turner, for example, has been working for us for years. If it wasn't for Scott, our phones wouldn't be working. A lot of the brochures that we have, and you know, he's got like 25 years in the print industry, so for making things look good. And well, you know, our scientists, they've got a little biochemistry background. We have people that do social media and know how to, you know, work those things. Not everyone's an expert. Manufacturers, we manufacture in the US, so we have to have telephone skills or negotiating skills, you know, to sort those things out, and organizational skills, you know. You bet.
That's perfect. And so we'll put all that on there, but I think it's just really important. So I said I had the last question, but I've saved this one for you for last. All right. When I looked at your bio, there was something on here that said that you built a web app that tracks your mood, your medication side, and correlates limiting factors with symptoms. Is that active right now?
Yeah, it's active. If you open up a free account with us, there's a little icon in there, and it's a web app. And so you click on there, and it basically just walks you through a bunch of questions, the same questions that you would be asked if you called in and spoke with someone. But what's further is it creates a baseline for you and how you're feeling. You can customize a questionnaire. You can have a one question or a 30 question questionnaire, just things that, you know, how you're feeling and different. Maybe you have a diagnosis and you want to fill out a DSM questionnaire that's the same as a psychiatrist would use. That's in there. And there's things that talk about gut health. We teach you about limiting factors. We just renamed them actually a couple of weeks ago. We're going to call them success limiting factors. It's just a little bit better ring. But try to educate you through that as you set up your account. You can put in your medications that you're taking. You can track your side effects of your medications. I don't know if there's an app out there that tracks side effects of medications, but this app does that.
I don't think I've run across that. So that is fantastic. So kudos to you on that, because building a web app, some people think can be very easy, but you always have to keep updating it and keeping it current with the current information, right? So, and again, there's IT opportunities, I'm sure, within your company as well.
That's right. You bet. Lots of programming. We've customized what we have, and there's lots of opportunities out there. And it's amazing. I'm not even an expert in that. There's just so many things out there that you could get into and do. It's just amazing.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I could talk to you all day long, but Corey, this is so great. You've given us such great advice. You've given great advice for young adults, and you've obviously been a success in your life. So thank you for taking your time to do this today.
Thank you for taking time with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. In today's fast-paced world, maintaining focus can be a challenge. For those dealing with ADHD, it's even more crucial. Hardy Nutritionals presents Daily Essential Nutrients, a groundbreaking, non-habit-forming alternative to mainstream treatments. Imagine a day with crystal clear focus, natural energy, and an improved mood. That's what Daily Essential Nutrients offers. It's not just another supplement. It's a scientifically backed comprehensive micronutrient formula. So what sets it apart? Independent studies. Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients is backed by third-party double-blind research demonstrating its effectiveness in reducing symptoms of ADHD. Forget about unwanted side effects. Daily Essential Nutrients is designed to work with your body, providing balance and support for your brain's natural chemistry. It's time to focus on what matters most. With Hardy Nutritionals, you're not just getting a supplement, you're getting a foundation for better mental health. So visit gethardy.com to learn more and take the first step towards a focused, healthier you with Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients. Use the code TIME, the number two, REFOCUS. So T-I-M-E, the number two, REFOCUS in the promo code area. And they're going to give you a discount on your first order when you sign up. So check them out at gethardy.com.